This is the Uncover You podcast, and I'm Eva Berunius. I'm here to help you navigate your transformational journey so you can experience the you underneath the conditioning and unconscious beliefs. You always find the show notes over at selfmasteryandbeyond.com. Let's get to the core of things. Here's today's episode. Hi there. Welcome. So today I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, the conversation that we started about our mind hijacking our self-mastery or other self-awareness process. We kind of think we've gotten out of it, but then it's morphed and formed a new identity that we feel more aligned, identified with, and now it's we're believing what it's saying again. So one common thing that I notice it both in myself and I notice it in members of our groups and courses and in the community, and see if you recognize this, is this sense of, well, I'm in this relationship, I'm not very happy, I'm being treated this way, but I know I should be able to be okay. I know I should be able to accept my situation. Or, you know, I'm at this job and it's not, you know, I don't like it, and it's feels soul-sucking and just doing things that bores me, but, you know, it is providing for me. And so I'm really grateful for what I have. And for the sake of this episode, I'm going to call this the acceptance trap. And we're going to explore and see how our mind gets us sucked into that acceptance trap with using acceptance in a skewed way, in a way where we actually miss that we're not accepting things at all. So let's look at this. The way I see it show up is often, and I would love to hear more ways that it might show up for you, but these are two common ways. We're either using our reason, our mind, to suppress what we're feeling. So a client shows up to a coaching call or to a group session, and they're like, oh my God, I feel terrible. The victim is so hurting. It feels so sorry for itself, and the judge is beating, you know, the victim up, and I feel all this emotion. I feel terrible. I know I shouldn't be feeling this way. I know I should be able to shift out of it. So we're saying I should be able to accept the situation without having these emotions. We're like adding a layer of dismissal about the emotions that are there. We're saying I should be fine about the situation and not have these emotions. So that's one way that the mind tends to use acceptance kind of against us, to hurt us or to judge us and tell us, this is not what you should be feeling. And the other way that I often see it show up is to dismiss what we want or what we don't want. So this could look like the example with your work, for example, your job. Like, oh, I hate this place. I don't like what I'm doing. But, you know, it's fine. It's paying all right. And I got the insurance and I got the healthcare. You know, all these things that we then explain and reason why we should be grateful for it. So in there, can you see what happens? Can you see in both those examples that we're actually missing being accepting of something very important? In the first example, we're missing to be accepting about what we're feeling. We say, everything that I'm feeling is not valid, and I should be able to feel this way about it. So I should just be accepting about the situation. I should shift into the emotion or the state of acceptance. But that's when we create the loop for us, because acceptance is not to be applied as a judgment, and is not to be applied as a, you should be feeling something else. I mean, that's quite the opposite of what acceptance really is at its core. So can you see how the mind hijacks this word and the idea of this word, and it uses it against us or uses it against itself? And in that other situation where we dismiss something that we want or something that we don't want, there's often an idea that what I want is bad. There's almost this underlying mistrust in something that we want or something that we don't want. And this is what often gets in the way when we're trying to set boundaries, when we are trying to navigate, make decisions about career or moving or family constellations, whatever it might be. We get up in our head and we're trying to figure out the right answer. Truth is, there's very seldom a right answer. Like I mentioned it before, this is not Trivial Pursuit. We're not trying to win a game of answer the most questions correctly. And many of us go through life that way. And our mind is constantly telling us, like giving us that stress response about making the right decision. Is it this one or that one? But what if there's no right answer? Then how do we navigate? We navigate by getting in touch with what we want. And this is what we're doing right now in Being Me, what we are practicing in the group coaching program of Being Me. Because what you want is not an idea. It's alive in your body. It's a force in your body. But we're so used to overriding that, those signals from the body, huh? No, you shouldn't be hungry now. It's only 5 p.m. You should be hungry in 2 hours. Or, you know, why am I tired again? There's something wrong with me. So instead of accepting what's there, the hunger, the tiredness, and then decide if we want to do something about it, we immediately get up in our head, we judge what our body is experiencing. So this is what I see, the pattern that I see is being used with this word, acceptance. So what happens when we're constantly dismissing what we want or what we don't want? Well, it gets harder and harder to navigate life. We get more and more disconnected from our bodies. So this is a pattern of, you know, the rational mind, the thinking mind, judging, dismissing, suppressing our body, our emotions, and saying it should be this instead, trying to fit us in this box. So what if in a situation like that, like a more true sense of acceptance, where you're considering quitting your job, is to be accepting with everything that's there? Yes. I don't feel good about how my colleagues or how my boss is treating me. I don't feel inspired from what the work tasks that I have. And being honest with what's there, well, now it's much easier to go look at an inventory. Okay, are there stories? Are there beliefs underneath? What's going on here? But we tend to also overcomplicate things sometimes. It's like, do I like coffee or not? Do I like the smell of this flower or not? Do I enjoy watching golf? Do I enjoy watching figure skating? Like, yes or no? Or, yeah, a little bit, sometimes. And sometimes we tend to overcomplicate things when it comes to relationships, when it comes to work situations. And of course, there can be complex structures going on underneath that is driving our behavior and making us suffer, but also acknowledging, I don't want this part of it. And in a situation where your mind is trying to suppress your emotions and say, hey, you should snap out of this. You should be able to feel grateful. This could also be called the gratitude trap, the acceptance/gratitude trap, because the mind tends to use that too. It's like, oh, I know, I should be able to switch out of this. And I keep saying, why? Why? Our mind gets the idea that that's what the self-mastery work is about, to be able to shift my emotions, to be able to get out of negative emotions, get out of the victim stories, get out of the... But when you're not honest with them, and when you are not allowing yourself to feel the emotions with awareness, well, now they're also not allowed to leave you. They're not allowed to be processed out. And when you do get in touch with your emotions and you're saying, yeah, I want to feel them all, it can get pretty uncomfortable. There are many people right now in the community that are moving through the big churnings of these emotions coming up and the mind trying to stop it and say, ah, we're going crazy. Why is this happening? This is what we've been trying to avoid. And that's when you, with the help of that observer state and through relaxing your body, relaxing and regulating your nervous system, can move into more of an acceptance of what is happening. Yes, I feel shitty today. Yes, there is sadness and grief and pain and hurt. And then all the anger on top of it, and now the judgment and irritation and all the mind stories, mind screaming that I shouldn't be feeling this way, that I should be able to snap out of it, and what's wrong with you? Okay? That's the acceptance. When you're able to relax your nervous system and say, yes, this is all here. So I invite you to have a little look and see if there's any way that you're using or that your mind has hijacked that word and the concept of acceptance or gratitude, and it's using it against you, like a should. You should be able to snap out of this. You should be able to accept this situation. And see if you can be accepting of that too. Because what does acceptance do? It have you step out of the game. You're not playing the game of the mind anymore, telling, oh, this perspective is wrong. You're doing it wrong, or you should be more like this. It's always in opposition. It's always in fixing or fighting a problem or a situation, or trying to have it go away, trying to please itself out of it, or just sweep it under the rug. But here we're saying, yes, that's here. I feel it. It's uncomfortable. And there's a feeling of frustration about that being here too. Yep, that's here too. Ooh, deep breath. Okay. Can I accept that it's all going on inside of me? And that doesn't mean that we might not want to change it. Because that's another trap with acceptance that Gary goes into extensively in the Self-Mastery course, huh? That trap of thinking that accepting it means that I don't want to change it. But that's also very far from the truth. You need to be able to accept it, accept what's there before you can start changing it. Because now you can start changing it from a different perspective and not from inside the old mind program. So I hope that this little shorter episode on this specific idea of the acceptance trap, the mind using the concept of acceptance to against you, to hurt you, to punish you. I hope that was helpful. And I also want to remind you that we're going to Teo soon. Between October 9 and 16, both Gary and I will be there. And I know that there are difficult times to be traveling and it's challenging. But if you have the opportunity, it's a beautiful time to go. Because the group will probably be a little bit smaller. We'll be able to go deep to really accelerate. And you'll be amazed of how much change you can make in 1 week to a specific area. And you'll be amazed of how the experience of unconditional love can really, really change you and the program of your beliefs at the core. So I hope to see you there. I'll be there. And it will be an amazing journey. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening. And if this was helpful to you, I appreciate a review in the podcast app that you're using. Until next week.